Welcome.
I should have been, especially now since my post-COVID symptoms, I should have been a whistler, you know? Maybe I'll work on my whistle licks instead of my guitar licks. My coordination is all screwed up still. All screwed up.
Maybe when you were in the other dimension, you were a whistler.
Maybe so. I'm in the parallel universe. I may have actually been a...
you may have been Roger Whittaker.
Instead of a guitar pedal builder, I was a whistle effect builder or something, you know?
Have you ever heard of Roger Whittaker over there? He's another artist that you guys have never heard of. A classic British artist. He has released albums of him whistling. That's his thing. He whistles. He's
a
great whistler.
Is it worth listening to? Or is it just kind of like, there's a guy whistling?
Do you like a whistle? I mean, he's a good whistler.
I like a good whistle. I like a good whistle, yeah.
I mean, is he the person that did the Andy... crap. What's the word?
Andy Crap? I don't think...
that's one of our Andy, American artists you've never heard of.
You know, the classic black and white TV show with little dude from...
Oh, that's so much clearer. The classic TV white black and white,
How do I possibly... this is why...
The town's called
effects.
Mayberry...
Yes, yes. What is the show called?
You're not alone in this. My brain's...
Well, he did have a couple of hits in America. In 1970, New World in
Andy
the
Griffith.
Morning.
Griffith. Andy Griffith.
Griffith.
Ha! Golly, man.
And the last you weren't,
that couldn't be blamed on COVID. I couldn't remember it either.
Anyways, I guess my point was, is he the person that whistled the Andy Griffith show?
Like I know anything about him.
Well, you obviously are a fan. I have no idea who Roger Whittaker was.
He had a song in the 1980s, I think, Wind Beneath My Wings, as I recall.
Ah, did he do the Scorpion song, Winds of Change?
I mean, that's a great bit of whistling right there.
You know?
I've got a pedal that does a whistle effect when you plug a guitar into it, but I think it might be broken.
I think, that's probably where you have some oscillation going on.
Well, you might want to check your power supply. Always check your power supply when you got oscillating pedals. That's the first thing I check.
We've gone in hard with the tip. I like it.
Yeah, there you go. See, these are... Hold on. Nope, wrong one. Where is it? Where's there we go. Tips by Chasing Tone.
Always make sure that you're using the correct power supply.
I mean, that is a very good tip. I'm just going to say that.
I made the classic mistake. Even people like me make dumb mistakes when messing with circuits. And I'm like, why won't this circuit work? What is the problem? I'm looking at it. I'm like, everything is correct. Is connected properly. I had my input and output cables wrong way.
Classic. You know, that's especially common on older fuzz boxes. They have them going out the other way than we're used to. And so I actually have a pedal that somebody recreated, an old fuzz right, and they call it. And it's backwards. So that's the right sounds pedal that I've got. I've posted it a few times. Every time I play that thing, I plug it in backwards. And I'm like, what's wrong? Oh, I'm going to have to get with him. I think it's broken. And it's no, it says in, out. Just read, and your life will be better. You know what made my life better, though, once I figured that out?
Pizza.
Pizza always makes my life better. But the metaverse made my life better, because it showed up this week.
How do you like it?
Well, you know, I've been using the plugin like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was really nice to finally be able to run it in true stereo with my Orange and this new, well... It's not new. This old PV TNT 100 I got with the 15-inch speaker. So I plugged in that Orange with the 212, plugged it in the PV stereo, and I just was, and then just let let everything just take over my body, and my wife said that's too loud.
What did she call you last time?
I think that might have actually been the time.
Okay, she's like, all right, Johnny Mellencamp or whatever.
No, it was Axl Rose.
All right, Axl Rose, cut that crap out.
You do look a little bit like Axl Rose.
Who?
Both of you.
What?
What?
I told you I've been ill, right?
And yeah, I think just... so. Wait, Axl Rose from 1989 or Axl Rose from 2022?
That's you. No, I'm joking.
Actually, either of those is better than Axl Rose from 2002. So that's fine.
100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Axl Rose,
he got himself back together.
Tell me more about the metaverse. Entirely not related. What's your favorite setting so far?
Still the tape.
Yeah, that tape setting is brilliant.
It's like dummy proof. You can put it anywhere and do anything with it, and it's like, wow, this is just making everything sound better. Even if you just set it to a real short slapback, the saturation on it, you guys, tape setting is where it's at. I love it so much.
But I tell you, that jet setting with the flange on a slapback, that sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. You just get the tiniest little bit of warble flange as it dies. It sounds so good. I mean,
never tried that.
I do it by accident sometimes because I'm quite lazy with my pedal settings, and I'll put a patch through my ES5, and then I'll decide to play another song, and I'll be like, it doesn't matter. The delay settings are about right for this, and I'll just change the delay level a bit. It's so good. The little slapback on that jet, you got to try it out. It's not what you expect.
The jet's really fun when you slam it with a Ratsbane. I'm just here to tell you that. Yeah.
And with the Boss Slicer. I was demoing the Boss Slicer to Jake, and I was like, this sounds shockingly bad. And then I was like, oh yeah, I forgot to turn the Metaverse on. I turned the Metaverse on. It was like instant cathedral noise. It's brilliant.
I was thinking about today trying to take my JHS color box and plugging a microphone through that into the Metaverse, and then syncing the Metaverse up with my Electron model cycles and like trying to make some grooves and you know, make some weird vocally delay sounds and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't done anything like that in a while, so I'll let you know what happens.
I look forward to your next signal?
Signal?
I'm really ill. single. What's this one? Raspberry Plasma? Does that work? I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
Why not? I got ill again, just so you know. Well, so the listeners know, because you both know. So apologies if my voice is a bit weird. I caught some extra winter illness because one isn't enough, apparently. You've got to have two.
You got to have at least two.
I'm curious, have you taken a COVID test just to see if it's the same thing?
So here's the funny thing. I did a COVID test for the last one and it came out negative. I had one left and it was in a big box and I went, well, I've been ill this year, so I'm not going to need this again. So I threw away my last COVID test.
What?
So I don't have one. So I haven't taken it. I'm pretty confident it isn't. If it is COVID, then I eat it for breakfast because I've got better in like 3-4 days.
I eat COVID for breakfast. And now we have a title for this week's episode. Oh, wait, that'll get flagged in Spotify.
Yeah, so until it gets flagged and we get banned from Twitter and YouTube.
Like,
and
scientists have reviewed this episode and determined that you cannot eat COVID for breakfast.
Fact check from Facebook.
Like, thanks, Zucks. We didn't realize that.
No, the trick is to do it on Twitter because Twitter is now just a wasteland. You can say whatever you want on Twitter. They ain't going to moderate you. They ain't going to say anything to you.
Really?
It's now a wasteland as if it hasn't always been a wasteland.
It's even worse then, huh?
Yeah, it is a real... Wow. And speaking of Twitter, did you guys catch just a little bit of an incendiary tweet from Polly Sampson, the wife of, prepare to take your drink, Pink Floyd's guitarist David Gilmour?
Oh, it's good whiskey. About needed to take a drink after I read that tweet, to be honest.
I'm not going to quote all of the tweet because, again, it might upset people. But one part of it refers to him as being a lying, thieving, hypocritical, tax-avoiding, lip-syncing, misogynistic, sick with envy, megalomaniac. That's quite an accusation there, Brian.
Did you say Hulkamaniac?
Hulkamaniac.
Oh, yeah. I want all my Hulkamaniacs to come with me, brothers. We're going to be eating our vitamins. We're going to be taking our vegetables. We're going to be doing all this stuff. Hulkamania is going to run wild on you, Mr. Roger Waters. You better watch out. Hulkamania is coming for you.
We'll be right back.
Is real music dying? What even is real music, and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician, and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions. And we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't think it said Hulkamaniac.
Oh, it didn't?
Megalomaniac.
I wish it did. I'd prefer Hulkamaniac. Yeah.
Hulkamaniac.
Hulkamaniac. I'd be like, that's not an insult. I take that as a compliment.
I mean, actually, I'm more of a macho Randy Man Savage sort of person.
Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. Roger Waters, you better watch out because when I catch you, it's going to be time for the pain.
What was that? That sounded like Blake 6 voice to me.
Spray.
I feel strangely turned on.
You better spray.
Hold on, wait a minute. No, mustn't make jokes that make me seem more homosexual than I am, because I'm not. And that was something you said to me last week. But I deliberately took out the bits that were like religious and political. But the one thing that, you know, is a terrible accusation. Lip-syncing?
Lip-syncing.
What? How dare she? I mean, she probably knows more than us. And the interesting thing is...
Probably knows more than the public.
Yeah, and interestingly, Gilmore also validated it. I mean, first by liking the tweet, but he also put a tweet up saying, this is all demonstrably true. So one thinks he's checked with his lawyers. But, I mean, I posted a meme up, and I just thought of what you always tell me, Bri. I hate it when mum and dad fight. I really do. Right. It's like, guys, I mean, just cut it out.
If I was Roger Waters, I mean, if I was taking sides, and I'm not taking any sides, so it's a funny bit, right? But I'd say something like, it seems like you've become comfortably dumb.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how I would have trolled her. I mean, again, I don't want to get involved in it. I feel sorry for Nick Mason, who's kind of like sat in the middle going, I'm not getting involved. I like cars. Cars and drums.
I like to work and play music and the money. I like to make it so I can eat.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people were immediately like, so there goes the Pink Floyd reunion. Then I'm like, one, that was never happening. Two, in case you missed it, Rick Wright passed away many years ago. So there isn't ever going to be a Pink Floyd reunion of any, you know, real variant of Pink Floyd. Okay, we can have some of the deputies in there, but it's never going to happen anyway. And that's probably for the best. I will say, though, Roger's music, Roger's solo albums are probably better than David's. But David's have better guitar parts, generally. Obviously, on Amused to Death, he had some very good guitar players. But on his last album, I was listening to it thinking, insert David Gilmour solo here and this would be perfect. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a shame that they can't get on. They're multimillionaires. They've conquered the world of music. You know, I'm not happy, but there you
go. That's part of it, though, right? They don't have to.
Yeah,
exactly. They already did. You know, if there was a real motivation for them to get back together, they might be able to bury whatever hatchet is wedged between them, but they don't have to.
They're like, I don't think so.
Like, I really don't like that guy, and I almost slipped on this multiple stacks of thousands of dollars that I have.
I almost tripped over this stack of $100 bills. Whoa.
If they were to bury the hatchet, I would say, be careful with that axe, Eugene. Oh, I got a song in! Right. And that concludes the Pink Floyd section this week. Let us move swiftly on to the Grammys, though.
I don't know about you, but I'm hammered from that section. I couldn't hardly keep up.
There was so much David Gilmour mentioned there that I'm going to need a break.
Guys, you're not going to lie. My whole day is down the drain now.
I bought a bottle of single malt for Christmas. I think I mentioned it. I've used it entirely medicinally so far. It's like for the last 3 days, I've just woken up and gone, right, I'm having a cup of tea, I'm putting some whiskey in it, and then I'm going back to bed. And that's a good life. I can understand the alcoholic life.
Maybe you're actually not sick. You're just like, I think I'm going to stay in bed and drink today.
Like, I've been so ill with this brown bottle flu that right. I've been trying to.
Every time I drink this bottle, I get sick. It's so weird.
I feel good for a while, but the next day I don't feel very good. It's weird.
I'm terrible
until I drink
alcohol.
More of it.
Mm-hmm. I actually feel sick. Like 2 pints and then I will start to feel sick. Not of whiskey, 2 pints of whiskey.
Like, yeah, I'm sure you do.
That'd get you every time.
Yeah, I've never been good with alcohol. Some might say I am a lightweight. But yeah, no, it's not my thing. But yes, the Grammys. Are you guys familiar with this award ceremony?
I'm aware that it happened.
Did you know of any of the acts? Of course you did.
I didn't watch it because I
didn't even know it was going on. Yeah. I saw all the hoopla around Bonnie Raitt, but... Other than that.
Well, we're definitely going to talk about that in a minute, but I'm just going to have a little shout out to local indie rockers Wet Leg, who come from the Isle of Wight, which is a small island set in the 1950s that's about 10 miles away from me, and they won 2 Grammys. And I sent that to my daughter, and I was like, not being funny, Leela, if 2 girls from the Isle of Wight can win Grammys, you need to start a band. Because that, I thought, was a great story. Just, honestly...
Their name's, wait, Wet Leg?
Wet Leg.
That sounds like you need diapers.
They did the song about buttering my muffin top.
Yeah. I love that one.
That's my favorite Wet Leg song.
Yeah. It's on the Spotify list.
I actually quite like them. They sound a little bit like a cross between The Cure and New Order.
Okay.
And kind of like... the breathy vocals that you'd get with like a late 90s, early noughties indie rock singer. I don't know. I think you'd actually quite enjoy them, Blake. But then I wouldn't know. Now.
I think you'd like them, but I really don't know.
Just covering all bases, really. No, I've just seen a website go down, so I'm just rebooting that.
Uh-oh. That's where... Richard's like, I gotta check out of here for about 10 minutes, boys.
No, it's happening.
Josh hacked WamplerPedals.com again.
Why is all the JHS stuff showing up on the Wampler product page?
All these redirects all over the place.
I did actually notice, though,
that solo boost.
The Wet Leg were JHS product users. I think even they visited him. So we missed the trick there. Just going to say, Bri, we need to get in with the famous people like Mr. Joshy. That is what we call him, right? Mr. Joshy. That's I think it is now.
Mr. Joshy.
I think Mr. Joshy.
Joshy Scotty.
And then, you know, I mean, there were lots of things to talk about. There was a video that lots of people were up in arms about. I think, I don't know, Sam Smith, I'm not sure. Beyonce won her 4 billionth Grammy. I think she's now the most decorated Grammy person ever. I got a lot of respect for her, and I do like quite a lot of her music.
Same. But most of it's from between 1998 and 2007.
Correct. And honestly, if that's the best the world can offer right now, Bri, it's time to enter your alternate reality that your doctor was telling you about. I think we both need to go there immediately. I want my chicken picking.
Something's strange, right?
In your neighborhood.
But, I mean, I genuinely don't think the Grammys have possibly ever been a representation of the best. They're the representation of what the industry is wanting to highlight at the moment. And I don't think that's necessarily the best for most people. That's just my theory.
You can't take it away from Beyonce. She's worked really hard to get where she is. But like you say... Isn't that a 15-year-old story now? Aren't we done there? Can't we move on?
Yeah, that's... I mean, I do like Beyonce, but I also heard it, you know?
Is that your favorite song, like, when you're getting ready for a night out? Is it All the Single Ladies?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
I can see you applying your makeup as you get ready. So, I then saw an article posted by literally everybody on the internet.
Including me.
Including you, which quoted the Daily Mail referring to Bonnie Raitt as an unknown blues singer. So I've got two things to tell you about that. One, everything the Daily Mail says is bad. They are a terrible newspaper.
Everything?
Yeah, they supported Nazis in the 40s. They were a terrible newspaper then. They're a terrible right-wing clickbait newspaper, and I can't stand them. And I don't mind people who are right-wing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is a terrible right-wing newspaper. They literally, they will go on and on about, you know, how bad it is that, you know, let's get rid of all these sick people, and then they'll show, like, here's a shot of a 16-year-old in a bikini on page 4 and all of that. It's a terrible newspaper. But let me tell you something. Bonnie Raitt isn't known over here. She's known amongst the guitar community, and she's definitely known amongst, you know, people who really dig music, but she ain't a household name over here at all. Does that surprise you, Blake?
A little bit, yeah.
But the Wet Legs are.
No, the Wet Leg is also not yet a household name. Bonnie Raitt is definitely not a household name over here. In the same way that quite a lot of your music acts aren't. But we can say the same for you. So I'm going to do a little test on you now, Bri. Are you familiar with the band The Kinks?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You are?
Yeah.
See, they never cracked the United States, and most people don't know who they are in the States.
Yes, they did.
No, surely, man. Surely. Okay. Well, maybe if you're like under 30, but the Kinks
isn't that
like
our demographic?
Maybe. If you're guitar, you've definitely heard of the Kinks.
I mean, you have to.
Like it's
but like band. You hadn't heard of Paul Weller and the Jam, had you?
I've heard of Paul Weller, but only for a different reason because I had
not
a friend
the soldering
named,
iron guys. Yeah, I not
the,
them.
Because I knew the Paul Weller, the soldering iron guy. Because he's local to me, and I explained the story before. And I just noticed that Paul Weller was also an artist. I'm like, huh, I had no idea. And that's the only reason I know anything about Paul Weller.
I was familiar with the Jam, but not Paul Weller, if that makes any sense.
Now, the only Jam I like is Pearl Jam and Strawberry Jam.
You gotta have some raspberry jam in your life. You gotta try that.
I could go with raspberry jam. I could go with raspberry jam.
It's a little tart.
Yes, it's strawberry jam. Not a fan of the grape jellies, though.
Plum jam. Plum jam is the best jam.
Plum jam's okay.
Have I ever shown you guys my Pink Floyd-themed plum jams I made? So one year I made a load of plum jam.
I need a groaning sound effect. I just need a groaning
sound effect. I got one for you. Retweeted it. The first batch was called Dark Side of the Plum. But that wasn't a very good pun, so I had to think a bit carefully. The second batch, Comfortably Plum. What a great name for a jam. I did little labels in the wall font and everything. It was brilliant. The plum jam is great. Now, let me ask you, Bri, have you ever eaten marmalade?
Probably.
I have.
Marmalade is the best thing to have on toast other than peanut butter, Bri.
Maybe.
It's not bad.
Marmalade's fantastic.
Yeah, I can
we don't generally buy it here, but I'm sure I've been somewhere where they had marmalade and I tried it, probably.
Okay.
It's just like a jam or a jelly, right?
Is this still
like
part of your test?
Orange jam.
Are you still testing us right now?
I am still testing you.
Okay, yeah. All right.
What about Blur, Bri? Are you familiar with Blur?
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah. Take That. Have you heard of the band Take That?
Take That?
Yeah.
Nope.
Probably one of the biggest bands in Britain between the years 95 and 2000, and then again between 2005 and 2010.
Didn't you guys listen to like Third Eye Blind and stuff like that back then? Wasn't that like popular music?
No. I mean, I hate Take That. It's got the most, I need to be nice because I shouldn't be nasty.
Yeah, you should be nice. These are people that buy our guitar pedals, damn it.
But it's got one of the
really
least interesting.
All of the people that use Wampler pedals.
Right. You know who really piss me off is all these guitar players with pedals. They suck.
No, it's got a very monotone sounding singer who really is quite dull.
So
that's
The Cure.
What I'm going to say. Whoa! Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Ouch. I'm joking. Just a joke.
And with that,
golly,
Robert Smith promptly ripped
Right. He's twittering right now. Sons of...
I'm no longer using the Terraform for my chorus sound, so that's gone.
He tweets entirely in capitals. I don't know whether it's a statement, whether it's artistic, or whether he's just shouting. But it freaks me out a little bit.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that yes, that's probably where it's going for all three.
Yeah. Right. So that's the Grammys done, I guess.
So that's our Grammy highlights are, they happened.
Cool. Yeah. we've got to touch on Madonna. A lot of people have been ragging on Madonna because she's had a lot of work done to her face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was always a big fan of the Muppets anyway, so it's not a problem to me. But honestly, it's her face. She can do
Madonna
what she wants with it.
Madonna pulls her ego compressor off of her pedal board.
I mean, she could probably do
honestly,
with an ego
compressor. There's so many people that in the entertainment industry, both music and acting and everything else, that get a lot of stuff done. We just, sometimes it's apparent, sometimes it's not apparent.
Well, I think the good ones are not apparent. Yeah, and the bad ones are.
When it goes good, you don't generally notice too much, except you're like, why does Tom Cruise look like he's still 25? That's weird. You know?
Well, never mind. I'm not going to. Nope. That's for Patreon. Maybe not. It might even be too much for Patreon.
Nothing's too much for Patreon.
That must be a juicy bit of rant you were getting ready to go on there.
It's not necessarily rant. It's mostly speculation, but you know.
Adrenochrome?
Insert Scientology reference here.
The blood of young children. Look, I mean, again, Madonna has achieved more in her life musically than most people will ever even dream of achieving. She can do what she wants. It's not for me, but, you know, I don't go to her concerts. I don't buy her records.
Yeah.
Although, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I am. When I was 11, I went to one of those camps, like a summer camp. Over here, they're called PGL. It's like the brand. And there was like a talent show bit. And I was made, and I'm going to use that word very strongly, made to sing a Madonna song whilst wearing makeup and some form of dress.
No.
Oh, what was the song? Shit. Oh, it's what?
Like a Virgin?
No. That would have been really wrong.
Get to Google.
No, it was around that time. Hold on. It was around that time. Oh, what was it? Oh, God.
Richard Oliver in drag. Let's see.
I mean, I was a lot, you know, skinnier back then, I'm just going to say.
1980 what?
hold on. Let's see. Thank God we didn't have videos. I can't believe I've admitted that. That's the first time I've admitted that to anybody. I think.
You know that some of the things that happened when we were kids before video cameras were really prominent.
It's slightly related. There was a bunch of us friends, it was basically the whole high school clique that hung out together.
Into the Groove.
Into the Groove, that's the song?
Okay. That's the song.
Okay, good job. They got together and had a similar talent show, and everybody got up and just sang songs. It was mostly karaoke, basically. And two of the guys got up, and I don't know if Richard will be familiar with this, but Brian will be most likely. They got up dressed as the dudes from Savage Garden.
Really?
I have heard of Savage Garden.
So you can imagine one guy had a very tight black, like, long sleeve on with a deep V with some some ties on it. And the other guy had, I don't remember, something similar. One guy bleached his hair blonde. And these are, you know, supposedly straight guys. And they're, like, holding each other and singing along. I want a bed with you in the sea. And that is on video. I don't know where the video is, but I know that it's on video. And I'm wondering if those two fellas are sitting there somewhere going like, I hope that never resurfaces. Cause,
I mean, I would definitely not be on this show if that if there was a video of me doing that. I would never have done anything at all with my life other than, like, probably stayed in a room and cried a lot. But
I was gonna say, actually, if that's what if that was public, maybe you would have had a career on with like RuPaul or something. You know,
maybe, maybe that's another conversation for Patreon. So our good buddy Chris from Apple sent me over a couple of pictures, and I sent you one earlier, Bri. He's got a Gibson. I think it's a Les Paul Junior. Yeah, with a Bender in it, Bri.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen one before. Have you?
I've never seen that. That is incredibly interesting, though. Now
it is. I might even post it on the Wampler social media today because it's such a beautiful looking guitar. When I say today, so I mean last week.
I wish I could see the back. I'm curious to see.
Hold on, I've got more photos. Let me add them. I'll add them into the doc. Let me find. Hold on. Right. Let's see if this works.
That is an old Joe Glazer B Bender.
Oh, an old one. Yeah. Vintage.
Looks like it, yeah.
Let me have a look. I mean, like,
what year is that Junior?
It is a Glazer Bender. It is a Glazer Bender. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to. This isn't working. I'm just going to forward them all to you, both of you. Oh, no. What did I do there? Forward. Here we go. Forward to Chasing Tone. What?
Oh, this is great podcasting.
Oh,
yeah, that's
loud.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to describe, like, other than it's a Les Paul with a Bender. That's what it looks like. I mean,
but it's a Junior, right?
It is a Junior, I believe.
Yes.
I believe what color is it?
It is actually just natural. More like a natural light butterscotch.
It's not TV yellow?
A who what?
TV yellow on the classic Junior color.
Oh, they said TDL. I'm like, what is TDL, man?
TV yellow.
It is not. No.
Okay. I wonder if it's been refinished. It might have been.
It's got to be refinished. I've never seen a Les Paul this color. It literally looks, it's complete wood gray, no sunburst, no anything like that.
I mean, if I wasn't entirely lazy.
Like oak. It looks like oak.
Okay,
I would ask him more about it.
The picture's coming through. Oh, that's dope. Dual P90s. Looks like, if I'm not mistaken there, that's is that a dual volume single tone setup? Is that what I'm seeing there? It's hard to tell exactly. There's no labels.
I'm just trying to scroll up and...
Maybe it's not an old Glazer Bender. I've just never seen one. Usually there's a little lever on the back of the...
It says Glazer Bender on the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I bet that's... Okay, I bet he put it in a different place because on a Telecaster, it's basically in the neck plate, you know? Mm-hmm. And since that's a neck through type of thing, probably can't do it that way.
Or set neck. You don't want to get roasted.
Don't get roasted.
I used the wrong term, peoples.
That's why the pick guard is a different shape. Oh, okay. This looks classy. I like it a lot. I really do.
I'm into it. Music City Junior with B Bender. That's what it is.
Did it come like that?
I think it did, yeah.
It looks great. I'm into it.
Yet something else I must add to my collection.
I mean, that's what me and Chris were talking about. It was like, if I show this to Brian, that is going to be the next thing he buys. And I think I think you need to try one, dude.
Can you imagine if they ever make like a 335 with a B Bender? I'd be like, I must have them all. I love them. They must be mine.
Well, I mean... We know a few luthiers. They could do it for you, bro.
Yeah, I've actually backed off on the guitar purchases.
You haven't bought any in the last 2 days?
The past few weeks, I haven't bought a guitar.
Oh, you man. Are real. Sold. I was looking for one. I found one. There was one that sold from Guitar Hustler in Placerville, California.
Guitar Hustlers?
For $1,100. Oh, it sold 6 years ago for $1,100. So it's probably $3,200 in today's money. But wow. Now I have something else to look for. That's nice.
It is nice. Hmm. So, yes, we're all jealous of that one. Not going to lie. It looks beautiful.
You know, speaking of, I don't know. I just had this thought. Actually, I had this thought a few days ago, but it just hit me again. You know, we've talked about Bitcoin on here. Off and on for years.
This has everything to do with the Glazer Bender and a Les Paul.
I was thinking like, you know, I could sell off my guitars and then invest in something and like Klons. And I'm like, actually, or Dumbles. And like, why don't we have a Dumble coin or a Klon coin? You know, like, we need to have a Bitcoin type of thing that's backed by
Klons.
Yeah, backed by Klons and backed by Dumbles.
So you get into fractional Dumble selling?
Exactly. it's almost like there's like gold IRAs and stuff, right? Where it's basically an IRA that's based
what's an IRA?
On gold, you know,
It's a retirement account. Something retirement account. What's the I for?
Yeah.
I forget.
Over here, IRA means something very different. I'm just going to let you know.
No,
it's not the Irish Republican Army, if that's what you're thinking, Richard. No. Independent something?
Individual. There you go. Individual retirement account.
Yeah, that's
okay. Oh, right. You're talking American finances. Yeah, like yes. I'm going to know what you're talking about. You may have told me, you might as well have said, oh yeah, that goes in my Q10 account or whatever it is you guys have. My K9 account. Stuff.
Yeah.
No, my K9 account. It's backed by pit bulls.
K9 is, that's basically police officers that use dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how would this work, Bri? Because the thing with Bitcoin, of course, is they're never going to mint. I think there's 21 million Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And they're never going to mint more. I mean, yeah, there are a certain number of Dumbles, and obviously Alexander Dumble passed away last year, so there aren't going to be any more. So are you basically saying you've invented the Dumble amp? Is that how that works?
What? No, I'm just saying I'm starting an IRA account, and it's all backed by Dumbles.
See, of all the links,
every coin is backed by one Dumble.
Exactly.
of all the links I expected you to go to when I talked about luthiers, I thought you were going to talk about your friend who is a locally in-demand tech. Before you do talk about that... Yeah. I've got to tell you, by the way, Chris from Apple has bought, he gets two mentions this week, he's bought a number of SD-1s because he's bought your book, Bri, or should I
really?
Say...
Really? Oh. So he's buying multiple SD-1s?
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris, please, I'm begging you, before you do any modifications, get a hold of me because I'm in the middle of rewriting this book and...
I have been for 3.5 years.
Yeah, there's a lot more things that we can do to this besides what you find in the book that are probably better, probably more fun.
I predict, Bri, in a week's time from today, your phone is going to blow the hell up, my friend. Your phone is going to be, what are you talking about? Tell it to me now, quick.
Hold on. One quick note about the Dumble coin, which I find rather funny. And I wouldn't... This is coming from Andy Fuchs, who talked about it on my podcast. And obviously, he's had various interactions with Alexander over the years.
Yeah.
So, again, like, I'm just telling what was told to me. I'm not stating anything as a fact. But I do believe that Mr. Dumble would not support the Dumble coin because he somewhat is well known for only dealing in cash and gold.
Not a fan of organized finances.
I don't think he's big on the whole banking system.
Yeah.
So, I might get, not that he has to sign off on it, but
I mean, this is definitely something for Patreon, but we are moving to a completely cashless society very rapidly. Cash is so useless these days. I use it for three things, and I can't mention at least one of them here. So,
I had to pull out cash the other day. I'm like, this is so weird. Like, this is just kind of a waste of time. Like,
I give you this
dirty money, and then you give me back even more dirty money, and I'm like, I got all this change now. Where do I put this change at?
That's a good name for a band, though. Cash is wonderful. Dirty money. Cash is wonderful. I like to use these all cash businesses for various purposes, but we don't need to go into that on this podcast.
I bet you do.
I like car washes. Anyway.
So now we can get on to your point, Bri.
Oh, so this is about the book, right?
Yes.
So anyways, I had a good email from a person that started out with my DIY book on available now on Amazon.com. And this is the one that was written several years ago. He started there, and then, of course, it's very beginner-focused. So he learned more after that. But the cool thing, I thought, was that that was the beginning of him getting into electronics, and now he's a well-known luthier in his area. And so it literally created a career for him. I think that's awesome. I love
that. That's super cool. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
And also, it's a little awkward right now.
Yeah.
You know, so I figured I'd just draw attention to that.
I really didn't know what to say after that. I was like, it's very cool. It's very cool.
It's a very cool book.
Okay, so I got something since no one else does. So, as you all know, I've been a monstrous fan of ChatGPT for months now. It's November. I've been using this for various things.
I thought it was going to say Chatterbait it. Then. God.
Chatterbait. Oh. What is Chatterbait?
Don't search for it, Bri. Geez.
Spray him. Just spray him right now.
Me? That's a bad thing?
No, spray Richard.
Yes, me. I said a bad thing.
Okay, that's obviously some
internet dirty people.
Okay, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I lost my train of thought.
So easy to do.
What was I doing?
ChatGPT, Google, Microsoft.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So ChatGPT, yes. So, and as we all know, like there was going to be AI wars at some point whenever.
Oh, that sounds fun. I think I've seen a movie about this. It's called Terminator.
I don't mean that. I mean AI wars as far as like businesses saying, we're going to do it first. Another business going, no, we're going to do it first. Then that basically makes it all happen a lot quicker than we ever thought.
And then Skynet goes, you know what? None of you are doing anything anymore.
You can't do
I mean,
that,
it's
Mike.
Scary because I saw an article
you can't
the other
do
day.
That, Brian. Put the soldering iron down.
I saw
you
an article the other day,
me,
right,
Brian. You
about
might as well
a guy
not even try.
Who wrote a plugin for WordPress by just asking ChatGPT to do it.
Yeah.
And that is just so scarily scary.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm basically going to have to think of a new career in the next 5 years, because websites
See,
are just going to be.
So.
Oh,
see, I don't. I think
you're
going to
give me another job.
I
let the cat out.
I think it requires creativity. I think it helps with the creativity side. I don't think it makes it perfect, but you still need people to think things through.
It's the
you
same.
Know, but now you don't need to know what code to write to get it to do the thing. But you're an idea person, then you're good, man.
And I think curation becomes the big thing. And I think you're right. It's exactly like with electronic music. Everyone was like, oh, now there's computers making music. We don't need musicians. It's like, yes, you do. Google will try and tell you otherwise, but they are wrong. You need someone to pilot that ship.
Yep. So I'm excited about it now that Microsoft is incorporating that into Word. They're getting ready to do that and incorporate that into Bing, I believe.
I mean, if they incorporate it into Word, are college students ever actually going to write an essay?
There's no need for it. But I think there's things that you can do without. There's the thought processing side, right? So it's not necessarily just the memorization of facts and then regurgitating that onto a piece of paper. Like there's how
it's
to
the
think about. So I think that's what we need. Not necessarily remembering stuff, like remembering facts and figures, because we'll be integrated with the internet at some point and we'll just download that crap. And I think, but knowing the right things to ask and the right things to think about and the right things to spin into something creative, and this is all my opinion, of course, I think that's the people that really excel in the future.
Another Microsoft product, just going to say.
that's the people who use Excel. And now Google, of course, is like, oh, no, you don't, Microsoft. We're going to beat you to it. And so now we have all these companies saying, all right, we're going all in on this ChatGPT AI type of thing. And
it's a very good,
fascinating
segue to announce that OnePlus also have a competing product, except ours is artificial dumbness. Basically, when you run our new product, which we're going to call Chat Brian, you will become 400% dumber instantly, but really good at circuitry. But you won't be able to tie your own shoelaces. You'll forget what day it is all the time.
You'll crave peanut butter for some reason.
And you'll only wear track pants.
You'll only wear track pants with a little bit of peanut butter that you've spilled on it because you're clumsy.
Easy, Richard. Easy, Richard.
I told you not to make me laugh.
Don't do it. I see where you're going.
It is fair to say that a gentleman reaches an age where wearing track pants is the only answer, isn't it?
Well, it's because at some point you're like, who am I trying to look good for? Really?
No.
My wife has seen the worst of me. She's like,
I'm what? No. So I hear this argument sometimes, and I'm like, what pants are you guys, what jeans are you guys buying that are so uncomfortable?
I don't like jeans at all.
I don't understand.
I mean, my jeans are pretty comfortable, but
my jeans are comfy.
But my track pants, they have pockets all over them. I buy the ones that are like a cross between cargo trousers and track pants. So they've got so many pockets in, I can put like four pedals in my pocket.
I would like that. But I think if I wore that, I would look a little bit like John Cusack. John Cusack kind of wears that, I think. Cargo pants.
John Cusack is my hero. Better Off Dead.
I have to differentiate myself from other pedal builders.
You know? That's right.
But if I wear jeans, I can't do splits. So that's out.
Yeah, because you're just splitting all the time.
Like all the time. Like, you know what? I need to do splits right here. You know,
I can almost do splits in my jeans. They're stretchy. Stretchy.
Yeah, they're cold. So here, honest thing, they're too cold.
What?
I got skinny legs and they don't put off that much heat.
It is true, Bri. You have skipped leg year. There's no doubt about it.
I just do not have genetics for legs. I've been squatting. I've been deadlifting for 10 years now, and they're the biggest they're going to get. It is what it is.
Have you got really muscular feet?
No, I've got little ankles and little knees. Very skinny ankles, very skinny knees. So, like, they just don't have the... I don't have the structural support for big leg muscles.
I wish I had that problem. I have what are known as thunder thighs, Bri. I can rip a pair of trousers just by flexing. So,
like the Hulk.
Yeah, exactly like the Hulk. How good was that TV series, though, in the 70s? The
not
classic...
very good. What? Not very good. Not very good.
Then that was great programming because all you had was like crap, you know, like there was nothing else decent at all. That was the best thing.
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno's Hulk was the best.
Yeah. That was classic stuff.
What Hulk is better than Lou Ferrigno's Hulk?
Yeah.
All of them?
No.
Wrong.
No. Lou Ferrigno is like,
I love Lou Ferrigno. Don't get me wrong. I very much admire Lou Ferrigno, but that Hulk show was pretty bad.
How funny would that be if Lou Ferrigno listened to this podcast? That would be hilarious.
I hope Lou does. I love
That'd
Lou.
That'd be awesome.
I love him. He had a little role in The Offer, which is a great show on Paramount Plus over here, which is about the making of The Godfather. And I was just like, it's Lou. I'm so happy to see him. I loved that show as a kid. But what I loved the most, the theme music, The Lonely Man. The little bit of piano at the end. Honestly, if you play that to me right now, Bri, I will cry. I will weep.
I would, but it would take me a minute to download. I don't think our listeners want to wait for that. Of course, I could edit that out, but that wouldn't be fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. You took your glasses off like because you were about to weep, though. Memory. Yes.
I did. Mm-hmm. To those listening, I just took my glasses off because they were so...
misty.
They were so misty with my tears, you know? Just thinking about that opening song and just brought a tear to my...
But also, I forget the name of the actor who played Bruce Banner, which is really bad.
It's only like there was a place that I could look.
Did you say Bruce Banner or did you say Bruce Banner?
Bruce Banner.
Okay, I was going to say, hold the phone. We got a problem.
Have I made a terrible mistake? but he was really good at it. It just had good actors in it. Terrible effects, good actors. But yeah, I loved that.
Mark Ruffalo.
No, Brian.
That's the new guy.
That was not who played Bruce Banner in the 1970 show.
Sorry.
He would have been
about three. You're right. I should have looked at the picture first.
Like Mark Ruffalo was... wow.
I don't know. Actor Bruce Banner, 1980s?
Yeah. I'll get there first.
It's a race. The race is on and here goes grinding
right Mark now. Ruffalo.
right, hold on.
Is it Bill Bigsby?
That's it, Bill Bigsby.
Oh, not Edward Norton.
No, that was terrible, that Hulk film.
No, the Edward Norton one was good. It was the one before it that was...
confused. I get all Marvel films confused because they're all...
Eric Bana was that one, and it was... It wasn't as bad as people make it sound, but it wasn't as good as the rest of them, unfortunately.
No. Well, I think we've overshot.
Hey, speaking of Hulk Hogan.
Speaking of Hulk Hogan, brother, it's time to end this podcast. We got to end this podcast, brother, because we got to get to Patreon. We got to get to Patreon for all the Hulkamaniacs out there. They want to hear us. They want to hear us talk about wrestling. They want to hear it about the time where I threw Mankind off the top of the ropes in 1989. You
know, I am begging you to do Hulk Hogan giving thanks to our Patreon listeners.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we can do here. All right. Let me get ready. Scroll up to the page. This is going to be hard. Here we go.
I just want to thank Bill Bays and Jake Young from Man the Helm Podcast, Justin Burke, David Tindall. Oh, you know David Tindall's got them pythons. Nighthoss, Dave Trombetti, Shannon Weaver and the band Reduced to Rust. Reduced to Rust, baby. Oh, yes. Eric Wilson, Vidar Frostad, Michael Freer, Sean Arbo of Gun Street Wiring, Patrice Fournade, or known as DJ Patty F, Dylan Talks Tone, Stran, Kevin Harrington, Barry from Grez Guitars, Felicity, who makes those annoying memes that I can't stand, Tom Kelly, Pigsy, John O'Neill, Robert Carr, Hunter Hudson, Rob Stokes, Jordan from Poison Noises, Nick Spano, the Twang Kings, and Sasha, sir. I'll see y'all at WrestleMania.
Thanks for listening to the Chasing Tone podcast. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can email podcast@wamplerpedals.com, and I'll personally get your email. To email Blake, email info@tonemob.com, and Richard can be reached at richard@wamplerpedals.com. If you'd like to show your support for the show, the simplest and free way to do that is to share this podcast with a friend, leave a review and a rating wherever you normally get your podcasts, and also check out Blake's podcast called The Tone Mob. And make sure to check out wamplerpedals.com for blogs, videos, and of course, guitar effects. If you'd like to hear the post-podcast conversations and to get even more content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/chasingtonepodcast. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.